I would like to take two questions from today's gospel as a point of reflection. The first question is posed to Jesus by the disciples. Teacher, do you not care that we are sinking? And the second question is posed by Jesus to the disciples. Have you still no faith? In the middle of the 200s, the third century, this passage from Scripture was reflected upon and commented upon, and it has been reflected and commented upon through the generations following, and was seen at that point as a kind of allegory. The church was struggling from dissension within and dissension from outside. Those communities of faith were persecuted from the outside, and within there were so many individual tensions around belief and practice that many people believed that the Church of Christ would disappear, that the faith as they knew it would collapse. The question that Jesus poses to the disciples, have you still no faith? The word faith there is a particular Hebraic term. For us Westerners, faith is the intellectual assent to, acceptance of, a truth and the commitment to live by that truth. Faith is an act of the mind that is carried out in the will. But for the Hebrew mentality, that word faith meant personal loyalty, personal commitment, trust. And so what Jesus was saying to those disciples is, have you still no loyalty to me? Have you still no commitment to me? That story can be seen as a parable about human life. Every community, every individual at one time or another faces events that have the potential of turning upside down or destroying life as one knows it. And one sees only darkness, and one is tempted to despair. It may involve the disintegration of a relationship. It may involve economic ruin. It may involve destruction of physical health. It may involve the overturn of a culture. And a person actually has the feeling that I'm sinking. There is no hope. There is no way out. And in those circumstances, people of faith will cry out to God, and very often they don't get a response. It is almost as if Jesus is asleep on a cushion in the stern of the boat. Well, from the middle of the third century on, the encouragement has been to recognize, to place loyalty in Jesus, and recognize that he is capable of bringing a person through whatever the person faces. That is not to say the circumstances will be changed. That is not to say things will be made right, if right means the way I want them, but that a person will not be destroyed. A person will survive. Life will go on, maybe very differently, maybe as one never expected it to be, maybe as one never wanted it to be, but that the human person is not sinking. The human person is not lost. The community is not destroyed. It may be radically changed. And so the challenge that the spiritual writers throughout the centuries placed before the individual believer and the believing community using this gospel text is to say that when one is tempted to cry out, "Teacher, do you not care that I am sinking?" to remember the questions Jesus asks back. Why are you terrified? Have you yet no loyalty to me? And what the believer is asked to do is even in the face of the storm, to trust that that boat will be brought to shore, that those on board will not sink.